He's able. And so the trial Jacob was in, God was putting his finger on something in Jacob's life. And he'd have to lay everything on the altar. Whew. It was a sad place to be. And I said, Lord, give me a message full of sugar and spice and everything nice. And but he didn't. He gave me this one. He said, tell them that I put my finger on things in people's hearts. And some people, you know, like the rich young ruler, they seek out another avenue that's less risky outside of the will of God. Tell them not to worry. When I put my finger on something in their heart, it's only because I want to give them something, hallelujah, more precious than what they have. And so here was Jacob now, and he would have to lay everything on the altar, including his favorite son, Benjamin, and to send them down to Egypt in the middle of a famine. And his heart was broken. Things couldn't get worse. Hallelujah. But he surrendered it all on the altar. He laid it all down. It was like God was asking him to send these ones to Egypt. And so he laid it all down. And he went to Beersheba and he prayed. And God spoke to him there and said, go to Egypt. Hallelujah. And when his sons came back from Egypt, and they had his other brother there with them, Simeon, and they come back with news. And you can find the news in chapter 45, in verse 26 and 27. And they told him, saying, Joseph is still alive. What a shock this would have been to the dad who's been without a son for so long. Joseph is still alive. And he's governor over all of Egypt. And Jacob's heart stood still because he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words that Joseph said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of God, their father, the spirit of their father was revived. Hallelujah. And so the shocking news had come to him. Amen. And the Lord has told him. Now he's moving. And they're moving down to Egypt. But first, Jacob was in the situation where he had to lay all on the altar. You want everything God has for you? It's going to cost you everything. Amen. But you don't have to worry and fret because you can trust God. He's a great, big, wonderful God. He wants to give you something. He doesn't want to rob you. And, you know, he doesn't need your money. He's not seeking your children. He's seeking your heart. And Jacob looked at the circumstances, and they just didn't make sense at first. But, you know, if you want to make sense of anything, you have to look to God. Don't look at your circumstances, because we can't figure out what God's up to. Amen. And, only God makes sense of the things in our lives that don't make sense. And so Jacob laid everything on the altar. Listen, this took an action on Jacob's part. It took a human action to activate the plans and purposes that God had here. And hallelujah, it took a human reaction. And Jacob made that reaction. He laid it all on the altar. And most people don't recognize it, but this birthed the very plans of God, the next stage of God's plans on building a family for himself. It birthed it. It brought it to birth. In other words, Jacob's action caused a chain reaction. And the action in the natural would set spiritual plans and purposes of God in motion. Hallelujah. You can trust God. And listen, sometimes it's a bumpy road to better. But there's better down the road if you're willing to trust the Lord. And it doesn't matter what your circumstance is. Could it get worse than this? You know, I guess you could get swallowed by a big fish. Maybe that would be a little worse. And if you don't like confined quarters and seaweed wrapped around your head, that could be worse. Amen. But the Lord was birthing something here, and it was in the midst of all this trouble, in the midst of all this sorrow and grief, and yet God was birthing his plans and purposes. God's sovereign plan was on the move, and no one knew about it but God. It seemed like nobody knew what was going on here except the Lord himself. Hallelujah. I don't like it when the Lord calls me out of my comfort zone. He starts low with little bits and gets you used to it, you know. But he calls us out of our comfort zone sometimes. And it's because, you know, he's a great big wonderful God. He's got great big plans, huge plans. And then he has to prepare us for the blessings that he has for us. They're so big, he's got to get us ready for the blessings. And that's what he was doing with Jacob. And it looked like the worst thing ever was happening. Amen. And Jacob would find out that when you put your trust in God, he's got a plan for you better than the plan you got for yourself. And I've got Genesis 45 written here. I think I read it already about Jacob's reaction when he was told about Joseph. Hallelujah. How wonderful that was. And so God was bringing him to the next stage in his plans. And Jacob, and I think there were 70 of them in the family all together, moved down to Egypt to the land of Goshen, a land that really was filled with everything they needed, and they grew into a great nation there. This was all God's plan. God was at work. And sometimes when we're in the middle of a hard place or God puts his finger on something in our heart, we can either be like the rich young ruler who looked for a less risky passage way in life outside of the will of God, or we can be like Jacob, hallelujah, who laid it all on the altar and he found the blessing of God. Hallelujah. That's what this morning is all about. This is what the Lord wanted me to talk about. Offense is going to send you running in the opposite direction. And when trouble comes, you can be sure God is in the middle of it. And God allows trials to come. He allows things to happen because he's wanting to reveal to us what's in our heart. Amen. And I want to tell you this. Never, never, never leave the appointed place where God has set you. Never, ever leave the position God puts you in. Even if trouble comes along, listen, God's going to work that trouble out. Amen. If you're standing in the place you need to stand, but you never run, you never look for an avenue outside of the will of God. And when, you know, Abraham was in a tough spot, wouldn't you say? I wouldn't think, this isn't God speaking to get my son Isaac and lay him on the altar. Did you know Isaac was never in any trouble? If you know that story, he was never in any danger of ever being harmed. Not a hair on his head. Never. The trial wasn't even about Isaac. The trial was all about finding out what was in Abraham's heart. Amen. No harm came to Isaac. And turns out there was nothing in Abraham's heart that would upset God. And God poured out on him and made him the father of a great nation, hallelujah, that's still being built today. Oh, Jesus. We never walk away from the place where God has planted you. And if there's something that offends you, that wants to cause you to run, just stand still, stay put. God will work things out. God knows what he's doing. He knows what he puts his finger on in your life. Then sometimes it makes us want to run. But you don't run. You stay put and let God work things out. And, you know, in every circumstance where God puts his finger on something in your heart, and the people that stayed around to see what God was going to do found out he gives us beauty for ashes. He gives us the oil of joy for mourning. Hallelujah. And when we talked about learning the customs of the kingdom of God, you're going to find the Holy Spirit comes along. Oftentimes, puts his finger on something in my heart, and it's an area where I'm being robbed. Amen. Of an abundant life that God wants to bring to me. Hallelujah. He doesn't trip us up. He doesn't come to steal from us. That's the devil's job. Hallelujah. But the Lord wants to add to us, wants to bring us into an abundant life. And if you trust him, he will. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this morning. And I'd rather have brought forth a word full of sugar and spice and everything nice. Amen. So everybody could go home and make sure they're all happy and satisfied. But Lord, we have to know the workings of God and how you work in our lives. And there's times when you come along and you put your finger on something in our life. And some people have ran for the hills. Some people have left their place. Some people have left their appointed place. And I don't know why they left. That they're looking for something outside of the will of God. But the Lord, trials don't go away. They just repeat themselves. And one thing about your classroom, when we fail a test, you can be sure another one's coming. And so, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name and help us to have eyes to see the working of the Holy Ghost in our lives since we've come to Jesus. Amen. And when you want to take us to higher ground and we find ourselves surrounded by trouble, help us to know that we're not being set back. Help us to know we're being set up. We're being set up to take higher ground in Jesus. Amen.